Hi, it's Mac. It's McColgan, an audioboo. Yesterday, I included in my morning thoughts boo some recording from the car boot sale that we attended. My wife's raising charity funds. And I thought, what I would do is, if you've never really done a car boot sale, or never done a car boot sale, or you've not really got any knowledge of what a car boot sale is all about, I thought I'd give you a detailed breakdown of our car boot sales, and I'll relate the procedure to the one we were at yesterday, being our most favourite car boot sale to attend, and that is down at just in the outskirts of the village of Crossford in the Clyde Valley. Anyway, so I have a Volvo estate, and what happens normally is we will get everything ready on the Friday evening or the Saturday evening, Saturday afternoon, depending how the weather's going to be. So what it involves is me going out and taking the rear seat squabs out of the Volvo and storing them in the garage and folding the seats down flat. Now that gives you a great big empty space inside this estate, and the rear footwells are then clear, so those can be used for stashing in the softer, smaller goods. Over the years we have developed a system where most things that we take are in these underbed storage box things of various sizes and shapes and colours. And we also have a large top box, a Thule top box, which we've had for a wee while now, and it is really cavernous. It's amazing what you can stack in there, and that is for clothes, basically for clothes and some soft goods. So once the seats are down and the top box open, I will then go into the house and climb up the ladder into the attic. Fortunately for us, our house is a bungalow, so I don't have to go up a flight of stairs first of all. But anyway, up into the attic, and I will bring down all the clothes that we have. My wife will decide which ones are going, and we wrap them in bundles. So there could be ladies' dresses, gents' trousers, you know, those kind of things, and wrapped up relative. And I will take those down from the attic and take them out to the car, put them in the top box, and I will fill the top box literally with clothes and soft furnishings, soft goods, and close the top box. That's that done. Then the next thing is to get all the boxes, the plastic boxes, down. Fill out the footwells first with, as I said, compact, smaller stuff that can be rammed into the footwells. Then all these boxes, coloured boxes, will come down one by one. I'll pass them down. I'll have to dig them out from their bays in the attic, because everything is bayed, so we know where everything is. And I'll drag them to the hatch and then hand them down one at a time to my wife, who stores them in the hall. And when we've got them all down, I'll come back down and then we will ferry them out to the car. She'll bring them to the front door and I take them from there to the car, until the car is full of boxes, absolutely full, leaving only at the tailgate end enough room to put the three paste tables. Now, that's a traditional table used for car boots, is the tables you would buy, the cheap tables you would buy if you're going to wallpaper in your home. And I'll tell you this, that we have one, our oldest table must be over 20 years old now, easily over 20 years old. In fact, it may even be longer, and it's never fallen apart yet. And we have a cheap one which is falling to bits, so always worth paying that wee bit extra for a good paste table. It's never, those tables, by the way, the three of them have never been used to paste wallpaper. Anyway, the table we put in, leaving only enough room to stash in the picnic bag, the big rucksack that we have, a backpack that takes the flasks of hot water, the sandwich boxes, the cups, the tin of soup, all those kind of things into that. That will be the last item that will be pushed into the car on the morning we are leaving. So the car's all ready to go, waiting on us on the Sunday morning, and the backpack when the flasks are filled. Sunday morning, alarm at 3:30 a.m. Yes, we need that time. We want to get down early. So, up, wife straight into the shower. Me, porridge, coffee, into shower. When wife comes out, wife flakes, grabs a cup of tea, takes it with her into bedroom to dry her hair. Her hair, so long, it takes around 30, 40 minutes to dry it properly. Dressed, out the door for 4:30. And then flying in the early morning, thankfully on empty roads, or mostly empty roads at that time of the morning. We'll drive the 23, 24 miles down, up through the town of Shotts, out through, past the prison at Shotts, by the way. That's the quickest route. And from there, we'll take the route through Allanton, through Boncle, I love the name, Wee Village, out through New Mains, down through Wilson Town, Overton, down over the Garian Bridge, we call it the Garian Brig, and then along the really twisty, windy Clydeside or Clyde Valley Road for about 4 miles until we come to Cross Ford. Park outside on the quiet road with the other early carburetors that have arrived before us, and sit and wait in the quiet and the dark till the farmer comes along and the organiser of the event, Sandy, that's a lady by the way, opens the gates around about 6 o'clock and lets us in, and we all drive to the spots we want if they're available. And as soon as you're on your spot, out with the tables, out with the coat rail, start setting your wares out. This is all before 6:30. And as the day goes on, well, I should mention that initially at a car boot sale, what you get, the people that come down first thing, they're almost sitting in their cars, by the way, at this time in the morning, in the car park, waiting when you come along. What we call the dealers, the wheelers and dealers, the guys who all know each other, who always, it's full of one-upmanship. You can hear them saying, yeah, guess what, I got a car boot the other day there. I got this fantastic thing, I only paid a fiver for it. Did you really? Yeah, well, wait till I tell you about the thing I got for £2.50. And this is how it goes on. You get the guys that are always asked, have you any perfume? Collect perfumes. I don't know what to do with them. Guys that collect gold, rings, silver. Guys looking for fishing materials. That's a big seller, by the way, fishing rods and fishing equipment. Guys that collect tools, DIY stuff. Yeah, I'll give you £2 for that DeWalt power drill, you know, that's worth £150. So anyway, this is what you get for the first couple of hours. Until around 9 o'clock, the real buyers turn up. That is the general public who have come down for the day, and they are the ones that really will give the money for your goods within reason and provide the bulk of your income from buying or selling. And this will go on down at Cross Ford until we build out around 1 p.m. When I say build out, I mean we started to pack up. It takes us around 35 to 40 minutes to get everything packed into the car to go. Before I mention going, I'll tell you about some of the customers you get. You get the same ones that come, and they look at everything, they ask questions about almost everything on your table, but they never do buy. We've got to know them now, and my wife will say, she won't buy anything, he won't buy anything. Maybe they're just browsers and just getting out of the house for a bit, so I won't be too hard on them. You get the other ones who come up and just say, I'll have that. How much is that? £2, £3, £5? And they just give you the money. They don't even barter, they don't argue. They're happy with the price you're asking. and sometimes spend quite a bit of money at your table. And my wife knows those people as well. Even though she's never seen them before, she can recognise them by the way they approach the table and say, oh yeah, that's great, I'll have that, I'll have that. And then you get the dastardly foreigners. Now, I'm not a racist, so don't anyone take this the wrong way, but the foreigners, especially the Asian and Middle Eastern people, are the worst of the lot. We, not just us, they're known in the trade as the 50 pence brigade, because everyone's 50 pence. You know, you've got something there for £3, and a local person will come up and say, would you take £2? And you say, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you it for £2.50. These are the ones that come up and say, how much? You say £3. They say, 50p. And you say, I'll tell you what, I'll do it for £2.50. And they go, will you give me 50p? And you say, I'll tell you what, I'll give it for £2. And they'll say, how about 50p? And so it goes on. And what makes it even worse is they pull everything on your stall to bits, literally. Yesterday, I had to have words with two Asian guys who were doing the same thing, poking at everything, taking everything out of their boxes, even approached my car. I had a couple of personal things on the roof of my car. He walked around the back and was about to handle my personal gear on top of the car when I let out a roar and told him that anything on or in the car is not for sale, while his mate at the front was rifling through ladies' nightgowns. Brand new nightgowns my wife had. And why? He had no interest in buying them. So anyway, I'm afraid that when they got to about the fourth box of pulling everything apart, because they never put it back in properly, they tend to just chuck it back in any old way, I had to lose the head. And I'm afraid, I feel guilty after it, but they're really terrible. And as I said, I'm not a racist in any way. This may be their way of doing things. Maybe they do this. This is how they do things in their own country, though. I don't know if they've got car boot sales, maybe at their markets. But they're well known over here. And trust me, no matter how you can have the patience of a saint, it won't matter. They will eventually get through to you and you will have words with them. So that's the type of people you get, and it's great to have the variety. And you get the ones that just want a wee blether. Sometimes I get a lot of conversation with people who just want to talk about Volvos, because I've got a Volvo and they had a Volvo. So it's all great stuff and we thoroughly enjoy it, I have to say. So, pack up at 1 o'clock, away for 22, back home for 20 past 2. In the door, clothes off, straight into bed, sleep for 2 hours, get back up, have a light lunch, then go and empty the car. Everything that's left in the car, all back out, all back into the attic, stored away, attic hatch closed, back down, cup of tea, feet up, absolutely shattered. Can't be bothered doing a thing all night. Then go to bed before 10 and get back up at 7 in the morning this morning and feel absolutely knackered. And it's usually about Wednesday before we come to again. So just a wee insight into, well, at least how we do car boots. I have to say, we absolutely love them. We've been doing them for, I guess, the best part of 30 years. And started off naive, a naive young couple, doing it all wrong and getting worked up about everything and all things. And now we're refined and still losing the rag at certain people. But anyway, if you've never done a car boot, try it. It's fun. Your first one may be a wee bit traumatic and you won't know what to do and you won't know what to charge, but eventually you'll get there and you'll start to enjoy it and you'll realise that all that stuff you've got in your house, your garage, your shed, your garden, that you never use and you never will use. All those unwanted presents, get them out and get them out to a car boot. Go and make yourself some money. Go and make yourself some new friends that will look out for you every time they see you there. And have an experience, because it is fun. It ain't fun when it rains, but then try and pick your weather. That's probably one of the biggest advantages of anything, or maybe one of the biggest priorities for any car boot if it's outdoors. Just watch the weather. Start watching from about Monday all the way through to the final reports on a Friday evening to see if you're going to make it or not, or if again as many times as happened to us, empty the car the day after you filled it because you didn't get because of the rain or the weather. Snowbounds. Bye for now.